Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 9th of August, 2015. It's the birthday of Isaac Walton, born in Stafford, England, 1593, earned his living as a shopkeeper, also by writing biographies, John Donne, George Herbert, Henry Wotton, and others, and also wrote the great book on fishing, The Complete Angler, or The Contemplative Man's Recreation. It's the birthday of the poet Philip Larkin, Coventry, England, 1922, who cultivated a curmudgeonly persona, and his trademark dreary outlook proved very, very popular in England. Philip Larkin, who said, "I think writing about unhappiness is probably the source of my popularity, if I have any. Deprivation is for me what daffodils were for Wordsworth." It's the birthday of the mystery writer Jonathan Kellerman, 1949, in New York City. He was a professional psychologist before he created the forensic psychologist Alex Delaware in 28 of his mysteries. Kellerman said it took 13 years of typing away in an unheated garage from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. until his first novel came out, 1985, When the Bough Breaks. It became a bestseller and a made-for-television movie. Jonathan Kellerman, who said, "All good fiction involves an element of mystery. Crime novels are extreme events, matters of life and death, to catalyze the story. That kind of intensity appeals to me." And it was on this day in 1854, Henry David Thoreau published Walden, or Life in the Woods. It took 5 years to sell off the first edition of 2,000 copies. Here's a poem for today, a prose poem, I guess, a few paragraphs from Henry David Thoreau's Walden. "Simplicity, simplicity, simplicity, I say, let your affairs be as two or three, and keep your accounts on your thumbnail. I find it wholesome to be alone the greater part of the time. To be in company, even with the best, is soon wearisome and dissipating. I love to be alone. I never found the companion that was so companionable as solitude. If one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. A single gentle rain makes the grass many shades greener. So our prospects brighten on the influx of better thoughts. We should be blessed if we lived in the present always and took advantage of every accident that befell us. Sometimes, in a summer morning, having taken my accustomed bath, I sat in my sunny doorway from sunrise till noon, wrapped in a reverie amidst the pines and hickories and sumacs, in undisturbed solitude and stillness, while the birds sing around or flitted noiseless through the house, until by the sun falling in at my west window, or the noise of some traveler's wagon on the distant highway, I was reminded of the lapse of time." Lines from Walden by Henry David Thoreau. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.